I wonder if you've ever looked out the back window at your place and wondered what native Australian species once roamed the land. You might imagine dinosaurs roaming a vastly different landscape before the last ice age, or majestic megafauna loping across a lush Aussie wilderness. But as it turns out, you actually only need to head back a couple of hundred years or so to experience a very different environment here in our central and western half of Victoria, given that since European arrival, we've lost dozens of species to extinction, species that don't necessarily hold the fame of the infamous thylacine. Well, there's a new book published by the CSIRO that aims to assist in us remembering some of these species that don't deserve to be condemned to history. It's called bluntly Extinct: Artistic Impressions of Our Lost Wildlife, and is written by Benjamin Gray, an ecologist and historian. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Very well. Why tackle this subject, Ben? Why is it important to you?
Yeah, so extinction is a really significant phenomena, and I think that it's happened fairly regularly throughout the last sort of 300, 400 years of our continent's history. And as you said, a lot of the extinctions that are included in this book have occurred without really much knowledge or much record of those animals' former existence, and particularly any visual record. And so we sort of relegate them to the pages of history and forget about them. And I think I wanted to bring them forward, create a record of their existence, but also a celebration of their weird and wonderfulness, you know, their uniqueness, and then obviously turn the conversation to the animals we haven't lost yet. So we see the consequences of extinction, and then we turn to the animals that are now critically endangered, and we see what the consequence of losing them would be as well.
Do you think a famous species like the Tassie tiger, do you think that steals a lot of the attention, Ben?
Yes, but with good reason, because it is quite an amazing story, the Tasmanian tiger. But absolutely, there are so many incredible animals within this book. So there's about 39 animals included within this book. And each one of them, you know, has an incredible historical story which tells stories of this continent, biological adaptations which are unique to this country and unique even just to those species in the world. So absolutely, a lot of focus gets on the Tasmanian tiger, and I guess it's good to celebrate some of the other species that we've also lost.
Well, take me through some of the species that could once have been found in our parts of Victoria, because even just to name a couple, it's these are the kinds of animals that I didn't even know existed before browsing through this book.
Yes, well, that's wonderful that that's been a result of browsing through the book. I mean, we can start with the thylacine or the Tassie tiger, which went extinct on the mainland about 4,000 years ago, but once actually was widespread from right up in desert northern Western Australia all the way through to Victoria. And as it went extinct on the mainland about 4,000 years ago and continued to survive on Tasmania, we tend to consider it a Tasmanian exclusive species, but of course it's not the case. And of course, beautiful carnivorous marsupial. But also in the sort of Western and Central Victorian regions, there was eastern hare wallaby. Now, there's still a few hare wallabies in existence. There's five species of hare wallaby, and two of which are extinct, unfortunately. But the hare wallaby is this beautiful sort of 50 sort of centimetres in size, and it's kind of like a kangaroo or a wallaby in its body build. And they were nocturnal and a really interesting, yeah, part of the landscape, and they were hunted by indigenous hunters of the region as well, because they were nocturnal and they'd sleep in these grass sort of burrows during the day, which meant that you could set the indigenous hunters could set the burrows on fire, which of course would wake them up and flush them out, at which point they were caught quite easily.
Ben, tell me also about the white-footed rabbit rat. And this is another species that was significant to the indigenous peoples of western half of Victoria.
That's exactly right, yeah. So the white-footed rabbit rat was also, it was considered a totem for several indigenous language groups. Chuteba was the most commonly used name for that species. And it was a really abundant and quite a large of our native rodents example of our native rodents. But in Victoria in particular, it suffered rapid population decline in the mid to late 1800s, 1860s. In 1840s, it was named the common rat of the country, and then by the 1860s, it was considered, well, actually, the last one was ever recorded in the 1860s. But yeah, beautiful little rat species with white feet.
Ben, you've also got information, for instance, on another type of wallaby that was an icon in South Australia, but would have occurred in our region too, which was elegant, but of course that made it a target for hunting. It's a sobering read. It's whichever way you look at it, but you're also trying to sell hope. How do you try to marry those two messages with a book that's titled Extinct?
Through art. No, it's a good point, and I think that in environmental degradation conversations more broadly, we tend to go from sort of maybe denial or maybe just we're unaware, right all the way over to despair. And I think that there's a lot in between that needs to be drawn on, and there is plenty of hope. I don't want this book... This book is a cautionary tale, absolutely, of what the true consequences of extinction are, but it also celebrates the existence and the diversity of these species. And the art in the book really, you know, communicates significant aspects of extinction, which are really difficult to get down on paper. So the sort of, with the depictions in each of the animals, the artists kind of invite us a little bit closer to the animals by giving us their representation of what it might have looked like. And, of course, the artistic styles and approaches to the project are completely different throughout the book.
And that's an important point to mention, because this is, rather than being a sterile science tome, this is an illustrated work. You've got artists, Indigenous artists and upcoming Australian artists as well, giving their depiction, their personal depiction of some of these animals as well. So as much as it is science, you're also marrying art in it as well, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think that the hope, comes from, we've got a record of how and why all of these 39 species went extinct. And so in some ways it's good to know that we know that. We have 121 critically endangered species. We haven't lost them. And we know what we need to do. So we're able to do it. You know, we have the opportunity to do those things that really, and they obviously vary depending on which species we're talking about and which part of the country. But I think that the hope comes from actually understanding what needs to be done.
Ben, it's a powerful message. I appreciate you bringing it to Saturday Breakfast this morning, and best of luck in the future. I look forward to seeing where your career takes you next.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.